This episode is sponsored by Schwann's.com. What are you having for dinner tonight? Good question. Schwann's Home Delivery has a solution for you. Stock up your freezer with high-quality frozen foods like premium meats and sides, delicious ready-made meals, ice cream, and more. No subscriptions, no memberships, just a friendly yellow truck that's been delivering food for almost 70 years. Listeners of this show get a special deal. Get 20% off your first order with code YUM20. Check out schwanz.com/yum for details.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1221. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, there's a cultural thing in the United States where you're not allowed to blow your own horn. And you know, it's wrong. There are times where it's completely appropriate, and that's what this show's about. And I hope you find it helpful. I hope you make a course correction by following the advice in this show. And I'll simply say, if you're interested in my coaching, you listen to the end of the show. There's good information there about coaching and about other services that I offer that can help you. And with that, let's get going. This one's about interviewing. Interviewing is one of those areas where we reveal how we've been acculturated. I love that word, acculturated. Conditioned, put into a box, damn it, throughout our lives. One of the things I keep pointing to is how the school systems teach us to behave. You know, sit at a desk, shut up, regurgitate facts, be obedient, do what the teacher tells you to do, or else you won't get into a good college. Then from there, we get into a good college. We have to do the same thing all over again, except they call it thinking. But most of the time, there's really very little thinking that's involved. So we wind up being in a situation where we're told to behave and regurgitate facts or think in order to get a good job. And then we get to that good job, and lo and behold, we hate it. Bad game we're playing there. So we get to interviews to change jobs, and we've been conditioned to be modest and to speak modestly about what we've done. The word we shows up in our conversation. Our group, we worked on, you know, instead of talking about ourselves, because we've been told that you're not supposed to brag. You're not supposed to boast. You're just supposed to behave yourself. And we fall for it because we've been conditioned to fall for it. That's why. Instead, my friend Rick Gillis has a book coming out called Promote. He has an article on LinkedIn today using that word, promote. You might be able to find an impulse. But it's a nice idea because what you're able to do is succinctly speak about what you've done and how you went about doing it. So, you know, the word brag has such a connotation. Just reading the dictionary definition, to use boastful language, to boast of. A thing to boast of is the noun version of it. And you can just hear the connotations associated with it that are so problematic. Now, Rick just puts it very simply, because what he wants to encourage you to do is self-promotion. Because, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it, did it fall? Yeah. You know, there's a problem unless people know about your successes. So he offers up a nice little formula. I was responsible for fill in the blank. That resulted in fill in the blank. And then for, you talk about, and he uses an example, and he's an ex-radio guy. So he talks about, I was responsible for 49% of all sales from one organization that resulted in $3.2 million net to the bottom line. Now, just as an aside, he spells out $3,200,000 because he believes that the more zeros someone reads, the more powerful the statement is. So let's follow his advice. $3,200,000 net to the bottom line that year. So what he does is has a beginning. I was responsible for a middle that resulted in, and an ending that offers up the result, you know, what the accomplishment was. As a result, that one statement, you know, helps give an interviewer a lot of positive information about you for them to explore. And then, of course, you want to be able to back it up in your interview so that they, you know, that you demonstrate credibility with these statements. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, here are a few ways that I can help you. First of all, you can hire me to coach you throughout your job search in every way imaginable. That includes a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, helping you with a salary negotiation and or networking, answering your questions about your job search, giving you advice about a decision you have to make once you have the offer. We can work in 30-minute or one-hour increments throughout your search. And the easiest way to talk with me about it is by connecting with me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just like knowing that I'm helping folks. And once we're connected, message me that you're interested in coaching. We'll do a free discovery conversation with one another. If you're not interested in coaching and you just have a few questions, the easiest way to do it is by reaching out to me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I. Or if you don't have an iOS device, if you're an Android user or you just want to call me on the phone, do it through PrestoExperts.com, where I'm a career coach and job search expert. For those of you who've been listening to the show, you know that, you know, I always talk about JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And recently, we've been changing the focus of the site to really emphasize interviewing and answering tough interview questions. If you join, you'll have access to curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's designed to help you find work more quickly, as well as videos and podcasts and other information. Again, an emphasis on interviewing and answering tough interview questions. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and get 2 months for free instead of the 1 month that the site offers. And the last thing I want to mention to you is schedule me for lunch. I do it at 12:30 most days, and for now I'm making myself available Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for lunch at 12:30 Eastern Time. We'll meet over Zoom and be able to see one another. You bring something to eat, or if it's early for you, you know, very simply bring some coffee with you. We'll sit and talk for 45 minutes. I'll answer your questions. That's less for $175, that's less than what I charge for comparable time for my coaching. So again, reach out to me through LinkedIn and we'll schedule a time for lunch. Have a great day. Take care.
This holiday season, it's all about the bedroom. And Casper's Black Friday sale has up to 30% off everything you need to make your bedroom your happy place. Only Casper mattresses are made with 86 supportive gel pods to align your spine and eliminate aches and pains. And Casper bed frames are made from the highest quality materials. Give the gift of a better bedroom. Save up to 30% during Casper's Black Friday sale on now at Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms for more details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.